Hello and welcome to the Flix Forum podcast, where each episode we usually go back and we look at a Netflix original film in the order of release. Today we've got a very special bonus episode where we're going to look at the 2023 British short film called The After, which is directed by Masan Harriman and stars David Oyelowo and Jessica Plante. I'm Jesse, I'm your host. Thanks for jumping on board for this bonus episode. This is a little bit of a spoiler early, but this short film was nominated for Best Short Film at the recent Academy Awards in 2024. I had every intention of getting this out as a bonus episode before the actual Oscars. This film didn't actually win the Academy Award, but I still wanted to put this episode together and sort of talk about it. Life gets in the way at times, young kids, those types of things. So what better time than to get a bonus episode out over the week at Easter weekend, when people are sort of out and about with family. This might be something that you're interested in checking out, a short little film. We're going to get into it. As always, with our shows, if you haven't seen this short film called The After, give us a pause and come back a little bit later on, because I will spoil it as we go. And we kick off the show with the Fast Flicks, where we do a quick little summary of what the film is all about. It's a short film, so my Fast Flicks is extremely short. It's literally a man deals with grief. That's what this short film's all about. How did this end up on Netflix, I guess? That's the question on everyone's mind. Well, this is based on an idea of the director, Masan Harriman. He wrote a story which he turned into a screenplay, and that was done by John Julius Schwaback. David Oyelowo joined the cast and the production team after viewing some of Harriman's photographs, which he took during the Black Lives Matter movement. So Nikki Bentham also joined as producer after meeting Harriman. And then we have the short film made, which premiered at the opening night of the Holly Shorts Film Festival on August 10th, 2023. The film was screened at the 2023 BFI London Film Festival in LFF for Free Shorts, which is the section under Big Little Lives, on October 5th of 2023. Netflix then made this short available from the 25th of October 2023. The soundtrack for this short film was released by Netflix Music on the 27th of October 2023. And I guess we need to sort of have some context. And this is from the actor Oyelowo, who said that grief is shocking even when the loss is expected. He channeled his own experience after losing his father in September of 2020 into his performance, and his mother 3 years earlier. He said, "We have coping mechanisms that allow us to still laugh, to eat, to go about our day," he adds. "But the reality is that grief impacts our bodies, minds, souls, and spirits. It will manifest in one way or another." And in the 18 minutes of this film, Masan really tapped into this honesty. So a little bit of a takeaway there from the main actor in this film. Across the world, what's this called? So in Portuguese, it's called And Then. In Mandarin, it's called People Who Stay. In Japanese, it's called Far Away. In Polish, it's called Later. In Turkish, it's called A Lot of Sorrow, and in Ukrainian, it's called Then. So a lot of different plays on those types of words. What are the critics and audiences saying about this film? Realistically, not much from critics. This is all from audience. So IMDb, it has about 4,300 ratings, sits at a 5.2 out of 10, and on Letterboxd, it sits at a 2.6 out of 5 on nearly 20,000 ratings, and it's been logged by 24,000 people. I'm sure that's probably a little bit more now, seeing as I had planned to put this episode out about a month ago. As mentioned, this was filmed in and around London in the UK, and it's been nominated for a lot of awards. So it did win the Best Live Action Short at the Holly Shorts Film Festival mentioned before. It won Best Short Film at the Astra Film Awards, and also won Best Short Film at the African American Film Critics Awards. Obviously, it was nominated at the Academy Awards for Best Live Action Short, did not win that one, and it was also nominated at the NAACP Image Awards for Outstanding Short Form Live Action. I had a Netflix percentage match for this, which was 66%, so on the low end, so not too high. What are my early thoughts for this short little film? I mean, I knew nothing about this before watching it, so it sort of really shocked me when, and this is obviously a spoiler, but when there's a death that happens so early in the short film, and it really brings that idea of grief and trying to let it go all together in such a short runtime. So I think quite effective for a short film, and I can see why it was nominated for Best Short Film at the Academy Awards. The characters, so we've really got, it's a short film. The characters, not much depth, not much detail. Deo is our main character. He's this man who works a lot, probably a little bit too much, and then just one day he sort of decides to ditch work for his family, and unfortunately he witnesses them dying. And this short film sort of deals with him having to deal with the pain and grief and trying to move on, and that's a little bit sad, I guess, to sort of put it through. The director, Misan Harriman, this is his debut in the moving image, because obviously, as I sort of touched on before, known for a lot of photography, he also, this is a little bit of an acting credit, he played himself in the Netflix Harry and Meghan series as well, which some of you may have seen too. So what are some scenes that sort of stood out in this short film, and ones I didn't like in this sort of film? I think that there's the moment where, and I sort of touched on this before, there's the moment where there's screams that start and you see Dara's wife Laura sort of go over this balcony. It just completely threw me and made me sort of sit up and pay attention to this short film. We see, you know, after the death of his family, that Dara becomes sort of like an Uber driver, and he's driving all these people around, and there's this argument between these characters, Stuart and his wife, in the backseat of the car, while their daughter sits in between the two of them. It was so effective. There was humor added in too about, you know, picking on her scarf and things like that. So that was really well done. And then this girl that I mentioned in the backseat of this sort of taxi or Uber, there's a hug at the end between Dayo and this girl. And that was so impactful. Although probably the weeping and the overacting from him was a little bit too much. What didn't I like from this? I think there's a moment where Dayo, he sort of, you know, he wept. I was talking about this, and the camera sort of stays on him, and it sort of felt like they left the autofocus on the camera, and it kept trying to drag in and out. So technically that was a little bit off. I'm not sure if that was purposely done, because if it was, it didn't really work. What's this short film trying to say? What are some themes, some ideas, some motifs? I guess what happens when grief is kept inside, it's strong, like, you know, strong enough to let it in. And obviously they're the lyrics at the end of the film. You let it in to deal with it, and then you've got to try and let it go. There's that idea too with this work-life balance, because we see Dayo, and I said before, he's always on the boss to, oh, sorry, on the phone to his boss, who it seems like this guy called James, and, you know, taking things for granted, not knowing how minuscule your issues are compared to others, especially through the characters in his taxi. And that idea too of human connection, you know, how much we rely on it, and that idea of loneliness. Even if you are a cab driver and you interact with so many people over and over every day, you can still be so lonely, even though you have so much interaction with humans too. What did I take away from this one? I think, you know, short films, it's tricky. I think this is probably our first short film that I've ever covered on this show. And, you know, short films are good, and short films are something that I teach a lot at school when I teach students about making their own short film and being impactful in such a short time. Short films are definitely worth your time as long as they're done well. And I think this one's, you know, fairly effective in how it does it. So well done to the people on board with this film. Some questions, some pondering, some ideas. I mean, this is a little bit of a tricky question, but we see in the film, the wife, Dara's wife, she jumps over the ledge to sort of, you know, her daughter goes over first. So, you know, was it the sight of her daughter going over that she just had to jump? Is that why she did that? Or was it, you know, was she trying to chase the daughter? Was she doing, going, okay, there's no chance for my daughter to make it. Is that what's happening? I mean, this short film, it's such a short time, but it has some complex sort of thoughts. I'm ready to wrap this one up. The idea, I guess, with this film is, it's complex, it's hard, it's emotional. This film, a short film, it's not perfect, but it's worth your time because it does play on your heartstrings and that idea of trauma and how do you deal with trauma. So for me, I'm giving this a 3 out of 5. We're on socials. We've got Instagram, we've got Facebook, we've got X, formerly known as Twitter. The question I just want to put out with this one was, like, would this work as a feature film? Could they expand this into a feature film? I think you probably could. I think that this would work really well in a lengthy sort of format, just especially with the idea of a father dealing with the trauma of everything that he's lost in one small moment. So well done. I'm impressed with the short film. It was you know, really well made. So let's give credit where it's due. Obviously, we have a huge back catalog, 350 plus episodes of Netflix original films. We've done lots of bonus episodes, so there's lots of recent content as well as that huge back catalogue currently, where we're sort of making our way towards the end of the 2020 film. So we've gone all the way from the start of Netflix, nearly at the end of 2020. Still got a lot to catch up, but there's heaps of films there you've probably seen. Give us a search, try and find us, try and find a film that you've seen and listen along and let me know if you're keen on our thoughts. But other than that, thanks for joining. Hope everyone has a very special couple of days with their family over the Easter break, and we will see you for our regular show on Monday.